Like, it went right in.
It's like movie magic right there.
No kidding.
All right, man. I'll see you back here at 4. Hey, right at the door.
You pick me up right here?
Like always.
Awesome.
Take care, man.
Many leaders want to be best friends with the people who work for them. But is there a downside to being a buddy-buddy boss? I'm Greg Schenkel, president of Unique Training and Development and Frontline Leadership Systems. Today I want to investigate just how close should those friendships be when you are the leader of a group. Now, first, let's be clear. We want you to be friendly and approachable, just not sure about being good friends, because that can cause a problem with how you lead your group and whether you're prepared to have the difficult conversations that come along with being the manager or the supervisor of a team. So I've got a few tips for managing the relationships with your team so that you're not overly fixated on being their friend. And one of the things that I'd like you to do is to remember that your team doesn't exist just to be happy and playful all day. So tip number one is to challenge your team. You want to challenge them by setting goals that are a stretch that will cause them to have to dig in, and they might not even be happy with the goals because they might think of them as being impossible. But they'll also feel tremendously motivated when they can achieve the difficult goals that you set. So one of the things you want to do is challenge your team and have confidence in their ability to hit those targets. The second tip is to praise and correct. So your team needs to hear when they're doing well and give high fives and good job and thanks for taking care of that. And they also need to have you correct them when they're off base. The team respects you as a leader when you're willing to step up and say something when you see something. So when you let things go, hoping that the team will like you, the reality is that they're going to lose respect for you when you don't step up and deal with situations. That's actually a big challenge for many frontline leaders, especially those who are concerned with whether their guys like them or not. The third and final tip here is to view conflict constructively. So again, if you're overly fixated on everyone liking you all the time, you're going to probably tend to avoid conflict. When really, conflict and disagreement is part of a team dynamic. I mean, you're going to have conflict between the team and you as the leader. You're also going to see them have conflict with one another. Remember, there's always going to be some sort of disagreement over the perceived fairness of company policies, whether the goals that you're expected to hit are realistic, but also just personalities and people dealing with one another. So instead of just trying to always smooth the waters all the time so that everyone likes you, be prepared to step in and embrace some of those conflicts and see if you can draw some value out of them for the organization, for yourself. Once you realize that being the leader means that you can't be usually best friends with your team, it'll help you do what your team really wants you to do, which is to lead them and set them on goals that are challenging and help them achieve success going forward. That's what motivates your team. And once you figure all that out, of course, keep working on your leadership habits and behaviors. And we're here to help you with our live training or our workshops or even some of the videos that we have in our library. Connect with us, join our network. I look forward to partnering with you on your leadership journey.